Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun, get into some entertainment news. All right, now, a little bit later, we are going to get into a good one. We've got the 10 things we all do but never mention.
Ooh.
Along with that, we have some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day, and plenty more. Let you know what our schedule's looking like for the day. All those things coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of entertainment news real quick here. And some interesting stuff I wanted to touch on. So one of them, so those home improvement shows, they've been pretty popular for quite some time. I would say almost 15 years now that those shows have been big. And I guess I'm kind of using a broad umbrella for that because I'm also thinking of those real estate shows.
Yeah.
You know, the tiny house show or the big house show or
whatever.
You know, they take the couple to three locations and they never pick the location they should pick.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So I guess I'm lumping a lot of that together. But any of these things, the home improvement show, if you will, has been pretty big for a long time. You've probably already figured this out. But just in case you haven't, here is some advice. Stop watching those home improvement shows that make you feel bad.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
First of all, they give you a false impression of how cheap it is to totally transform your living space. Mm-hmm. They also make it seem quick and easy. Now, I want to get in real quickly here. This article is very against people in promoting and watching these home improvement shows.
Wow, okay.
This article, you can find the complete thing at lifehacker.com.
Okay.
I want to stress that I believe in people enjoying entertainment. Mm-hmm. And if you enjoy it, like, just because I don't like it, it doesn't matter. It's you that's watching it.
And if you find it inspiring, there's nothing wrong with it.
I think you have to just, all you have to do is understand the same thing you do when you watch an action movie. You're not watching it for reality.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not watching it for, you know, wow, he shot that gun. He shot 50,000 people and never had to reload. Like,
It's an action movie.
You have to, you know, suspend belief a little bit, as they like to say. Unfortunately, we use the term reality TV falsely. And we always have. The only time we ever used it right was back in the day with the hidden camera shows and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, if you don't know the camera's on you, that's reality TV. The second you know the camera's on you, it ceases to be reality television.
It changes, yeah.
It's a very simple definition. Can we please agree to what the words that words mean? Can we at least agree to that?
No, not in today's society.
No, apparently not. No, I'm very old school on this, apparently.
Very good point, Lisa.
I am old man yelling at son when it comes to this.
I would say I think there's one show that you can I don't know if I wouldn't call it necessarily reality either, but I think it's better than the other ones, and it's the classic. It's This Old House.
Oh
yes,
the PBS show. They actually show you that, you know, they actually go in depth to this stuff, you know, and it's still on as far as I know. So they actually show you some really interesting things that are more true to life than the others. I think some of the other shows.
Shout out to proud Cuban Bob Vila.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that show. Love that show.
It's a great show.
My parents were religious watching that every Saturday was when it was on PBS, and they would watch it every single day, every week.
The big one for me was Trading Spaces, which kicked off in 2000.
Yeah, that was kind of the big one.
It was kind of the big one, but that was, you know, also a little unrealistic. 48 hours, two sets of neighbors, and $1,000 budget.
$1,000. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And I mean, and they only transformed one room.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a whole team of people. You know, they had like probably 50 to 75 people. Well, maybe not that many, but, you know, 20 to 50 people working on it.
A lot of hands, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget the one that was on ABC, but they had to with the guy Ty and all that.
Oh, God.
That one, I saw a couple of
Extreme
those
Makeover Home Edition, yeah.
Girl I was dating at the time really liked that show, so I, of course, saw a couple of those. And I would say at the end of those, and being from a construction family, like, what? Like, they're just lying to people. And then, of course, as we would find out some years later, yes, they were lying to a lot of people.
Yes.
And they were not only lying to us as viewers, they were lying to the people of those homes. homes.
Which is wrong, yeah. wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So some of this stuff has got some really nasty gray area to it.
Yeah.
But again, if you are being entertained by it, and as Melissa, I thought, used a great word, inspired, that's different than, oh my God, I could never, I got myself in debt just because I wanted to redo my living room or something. And then this show, you know, misled me in that way or something like that.
Hey, if they wanted to do a reality-based, or whatever you want to call it, a kind of a show like that, and do it and show how it's done right. Let's, why don't you go to a Habitat for Humanity site?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Watch how they do it and say, no, this is how you really build a house that's going to last for someone who really needs it. So,
and there's actually a lot of high schools now that are doing, like their building trades class, are actually building a house in, you know, throughout the school year.
That's cool.
Follow that.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
And thank God they are, too, because we need more people in that industry.
We do.
We really do.
And we need more housing.
Yes, 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 absolutely. So, again, first of all, they give you the false impression of how cheap it is to transform your space. They also make it seem quick and easy. Even when they run into a seemingly catastrophe roadblock, the mold inside a wall, they somehow just solve it, like in a commercial break.
Yeah.
Right.
And while the stuff they do looks great, it's often superficial, made with low-quality workmanship and cheap materials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it only has to last through the episode.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. These shows also give people increased anxiety about the attractiveness of their homes. And once again, doing something about it is way more expensive and time consuming than these shows make it seem. Mm-hmm. Another evil byproduct of home improvement shows is that they're making everybody's house look the same. Upon concept, shiplid, gray paint, we're seeing so much of the same elements over and over again. Mm. It has become the 50s housing.
Right.
Where in the 50s,
cookie cutter.
It was always the famous scenes in a Tim Burton movie, like at Edward Scissorhands or something, where all the houses are the same. And the
Levittown, yeah.
Boxes on a hillside.
Nice. Well done, Melissa. And here's something else these shows are doing. They're doing that you probably haven't realized. They're reinforcing boring, outdated gender stereotypes. Think about it. Almost all of these shows have a, quote, goofy male contractor who rips into the job like a kid playing with toys while his more mature female partner rolls her eyes at his antics. The couples whose homes get renovated also tend to fall into outdated types. There's always some light bickering along gender lines, stuff like guy worrying about the budget and the woman being concerned about the closet space, which, I've only seen literally a handful of these shows, and right away, as soon as I was reading that, I had memories of those scenes.
That's true.
They do that quite a bit.
They do.
They really lean into lame material. Never was funny, never was apt, and should have been outdated back in the 40s.
Right. Well, and I understand the appeal of a lot of these shows, you know, because it shows that, wow, transform this space in a short period of time or whatever it is. I can see how people would be interested in watching that. Mm-hmm. But like you said, this is all superficial. There's nothing really you can take away, like as a normal viewer, maybe looking for tips or anything like that. No, you're not going to get that from a show like that.
You might get a few because they do have some, you know, some of it is based in reality, and paint goes on a wall pretty much the same way no matter how you do it.
True.
And it can give you ideas of how to recreate a space, you know, by thinking outside the box. Mm. One of my favorite parts of Trading Spaces, actually the favorite part of Trading Spaces, was the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So when the neighbors would come back to and get to see how their room was transformed, and it was almost as great when they loved it as when they hated it.
That was the best part. That's where the drama comes in. Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right.
I will add one thing that the article doesn't touch on here, that how much this kills our industry. And I include you two with this as creatives. The writer and actor strike that is going on right now, part of the reason the producers feel comfortable playing chicken with this is because of reality TV and the rise of that. Mm-hmm. And that the idea of, I could actually create an actual show show that's not only artistically and creatively interesting, but audiences care about, covering concepts and topics that are important today in 2023, or I can throw the Kardashians on TV.
Right.
What, you know, and look, there's two sides of this. As the creative world, we got to come up with better stuff. We got to give people a reason to want to watch. I push back on some of my fellow actors and writers and everything when it comes to this, because they will be quick to say, well, it's their fault for watching reality TV. No, it's a 50-50 thing, man. You got to give them something to watch. Mm-hmm. You keep on rehashing these old story ideas
Let's
and everything.
Let's just remake it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Three Little Pigs. Again.
It is on us that they have decided to go to this. Mm-hmm. People want to be entertained. They're going to find it one way or another. So we have to come up with better stuff. On the same token, we need these producers and these people to back us on
exactly.
this stuff. To believe in us, to give us these opportunities.
Support, yep.
You know, it's like it's a collaborative effort almost. Yeah.
Well, very astute of you, Melissa. Well very done. Astute. Yeah. Well
I needed that. That was good. That was good. I was getting too serious. That was good. That was good. I wanted to go over the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards only because I wanted the people know that the MTV
they
movie
still do
they still do it. Do it.
They still. That's the whole reason I'm doing this. Is that they actually still do this. I we're not going to go over all the like Song of the Year and all that stuff, because let's be honest, how many of these names would any of us know?
The three of us? Probably very few.
Let's play along real quick here. Okay. All right. You want to do Video of the Year or Song of the Year?
Let's do Video. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Video of the Year. Doja Cat with Attention. Okay, I know Doja Cat. I know.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I know her.
I don't know the song.
She's very talented. She's good. Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Okay,
we know Miley.
We know Miley, yep.
Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl.
Okay, all right.
I know that one. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire.
Nope.
I feel like I should know that name, but I don't. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest.
I've heard of vampires.
Okay.
Yeah. Bloodsuckers.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Does that count?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm going with yes. We're writing our own show here. We can make up whatever we want.
Yeah. Sam Smith and Kim Petras with Unholy. I think I've heard Sam Smith's name, but yeah.
I have heard Sam Smith.
SZA with Kill Bill. Now, I know GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm not sure about SZA. I'm not sure if that's...
And isn't Kill Bill a movie?
Yeah.
It was. It's an older movie, though. Yeah, it's interesting.
And Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift with Anti-Hero. Of course, we know Taylor Swift because we live in America.
You can't avoid her.
So we didn't do too bad. We didn't do too bad.
What did we get? Like three?
I think we got about three. I think we'd give us three out of that.
Now, any of those songs, forget it. I don't think I've heard any of them.
I didn't know one of those songs.
Have you seen any of the videos?
Nope.
No, definitely not. No.
Because where do you watch them anymore?
I mean, it's
YouTube, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I had MTV on. I don't even know the last time I flipped past it, let alone, you know, watched it.
I didn't even know MTV was still
what
a thing.
What is it on?
What is it on is a great question. Yes, yeah. I know.
Where can you find it?
I know more people that probably watch VH1 than MTV, in part because VH1 still plays music videos.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and this has been a long time. It's got to be going on almost 20 years we've been making this joke about MTV.
Yeah, around 2000 is when they started to stop doing that stuff. Yeah.
Do they have nobody in their higher ups that are hearing this? Like, you would think that they'd realize, you know what, we should probably get back to playing music videos like during the day or
something.
Something at least, you know?
Hey, I found out where you can watch MTV without cable, but I've never heard of any of these things. Oh. Philo, Sling TV.
Sling.
Oh, DirecTV Stream, Hulu with live TV, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fubo UTV, Elite. Oh, I can't even read that. I don't know what the rest of these are, so we're going to stop there. But apparently there's places you can watch it.
They sound like the fake social media things that James comes up with all the time. Yes, they don't sound like real things.
Or Pokemon characters.
Yeah.
Fubo is my favorite.
Vidjo is mine.
I am a big part, a big fan of Sling. He's got a little shell, and he's very cool.
Nice.
I don't know Pokemon. I don't know what I'm talking about. As we wrap up our entertainment section, let's talk some rafters. Rafters back in action tonight, of course. Got to get back in that win column, and the most important series of the season is going. It's kicking off tonight.
Yeah.
You're up against the first place Mallards.
Mm-hmm. Two games back. You're going. You could not ask for this to play out better. If you were a baseball fan, if you're a Rafter fan, if you're a Mallard fan, you couldn't ask for much. If you're just a Northwoods League fan, this is exciting. This is what you want. You want it to come down to the last games of the series of the season, and you want your destiny in your own hands. The Rats are back in action tonight. They are in Madison for both these games. 5:50, our pregame will kick off. Join Joey and Kevin for another great series, and maybe the greatest series of the season.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how this goes. Rafters, of course, dropped a hard one last night. Great comeback in that ninth. Couldn't pull it off completely, but you love to see that fight in the team. We've got, after this Madison series, just two home games left, Friday and Saturday, 6:20. Those will kick off against Green Bay. And fingers crossed, knocking on wood, or whatever you do. We know baseball fans, you guys are superstitious. Whatever you got to do, hopefully we got more games after that.
On Sunday, here's hoping.
And just as a side note, coming up on the 18th, our first high school football game of the season.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's here already?
It's here already, yeah.
Randy's going to be on the call, y'all. Assumption versus Nacida. That's going to be our first game. Catch that on the 18th. That is a Friday, I believe.
Yes, it is. You got it.
That is awesome. That is so much fun. And I had to mention this as well. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is looking for names for their new dog park.
Yes, they are.
You can get those names to any of these locations up until September 1st at noon. Drop them off at, you can send it to wirapids.org/dogpark, or drop it off at Witter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or call up right here.
Yeah, we'll take them here too.
424-2600. Call up and get them to us, everybody. We've gotten a couple already. Your great partner in life, Beth, sent us one. Play Pause Park.
Aw, cute.
Triple P.
That's a good one. I like that one. I like that one, Beth. And Al Wilson, I believe. Will Williams. Al out of Nakusa. Al sent us Dogs, Dogs, Dogs.
There you go.
Triple D.
I like that.
I'm seeing
you
a
won't
pattern
mistake
here.
What it's for.
No, that's true.
I like that. Somebody walking in there with a cat. Oh, no.
Oh, I can't come in here with this.
That's a good one.
Keep your rabbit at home, James.
Yes. I have to keep Peter Squash at home.
Yes.
But we want your names, everybody. 424-2600. Call up. Get us that name, and we'll make sure it gets to the mayor's office.
Yep.
We have the mayor in with us once a month. Then I'll stop by City Hall and drop them off. We'll make sure to get those names to them. And when this is all, when they're done wrapping up all these names in the 1st of September, they're going to let the audience decide out there and put a survey out.
Yeah, get
some
votes.
But James, why didn't you mention mine? It's the best one. Poop, scoop, and run.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't write that down. I am mad at myself.
Write that down.
I don't know if I've ever written the word poop. I don't know.
What? Weren't you seven ever?
No. I mean, you would think.
No, was he physically seven? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the other though. No.
Very, very much. My mother and father just smiled so hard at that. Like that. He gets our son. He gets it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the 10 things we all do but never mention.
Coming do it up quietly.
On the morning show here at WFHR. City running through my veins like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. I like the pace he has with that song.
Yes.
It takes a second with glass. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's an interesting singing style. This is interesting to me. I love topics like this.
Okay.
10 things we all do but never mention. This is some of my favorite stuff about the human existence. Truly. The moments that we, I think right away of, especially in the Midwest, everybody's going to know what I'm talking about here. When you think you're going to slip on some ice, but you catch yourself and then you look around to see if anybody saw you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you feel so good that you didn't fall. The accomplishment you feel the rest of the day. You could lose $1,000 and you're so, that sucks, but I didn't fall today.
Yeah. Not falling, always a good thing, right?
As much as the human experience to me is about interacting and being with others, it truly is the top of the list to me, interacting with people. That's what life is about. Life is not meant to be lived alone. Trust me on that one. I do think that those moments we have to ourselves, our inner monologue, those kind of things, not only does every human being deserve that, but they can be some of the funner things of life. When you can make yourself laugh. Mary Jo and Seth and I had a great one yesterday that I came up in the conversation about the joy of making strangers laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are a few things like that. It feels great to make a little kid laugh, or your brother or sister, or your parents or siblings or friends. That feels great. But sometimes it may feel also like, well, are they laughing at it, or are they laughing at it because they like me?
Yeah.
Or something. When you can make a stranger laugh, that's a win.
Yeah.
You know? And that feels really good. But there's something about being able to laugh at yourself. I will maintain this the rest of my life. If there's one thing that earns my respect more than anything else, being able to take a joke, being able to admit that you are wrong. I find that to be one of the bravest, most confident people I know in life, the people that really seem to have their thing together, can do that.
Because there's that feeling, and I think that's something, again, we can all relate to, that feeling, you know you did something wrong, and immediately you think, no, you know, it was something else. Something else caused it. It wasn't me. You know, there's that reaction that you have. And you're so right. It's being able to just say, nope, that was me. I'm the one who did that or whatever. accepting your stuff. Yep.
I will never vote for a politician that cannot own their mistakes, that cannot have some acknowledgement, that cannot.
That they're human.
That they are human. Yeah. I don't care if they.
Because guess what? They're human.
They're human.
Yeah, turns out. So how about, let's get into this list. When you have to spell the word Wednesday, do you sound it out in your head? Wednesday.
I do.
Wednesday. Yep. Every time.
Every time.
Every time. I will also add to this the ABCs. When I'm trying to figure out what letter comes after what letter, I got to sing the song. I got to sing the song.
Yep. And that's, I think, I've done that many times myself. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the only people who don't have to do that are the ones that can say the alphabet backwards.
Yeah. Those
and that's weird. Why are you doing it backwards? Stop that.
About no, that. And again, like all of our topics, everybody, 424-2600, join the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you ever come across a distinct smell that takes you back to a vague childhood memory, but you can't put your finger on what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll spend a good 10, 15 minutes struggling in my brain.
What is that? Yeah.
Like, why is that familiar?
It seems to happen to me driving a lot.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I'll be driving, especially like if I'm going to Point or I'm going up to Appleton to see my kids or something like that, and I'm hitting areas that I don't always hit. And I'll have a smell hit me. I don't know what it is, and I don't even know what the smell, like how to describe the smell, but I get
that loamy water smell.
Ooh, maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Oh, I gotta, I'm going to Point Friday. Now I'm going to be thinking about it. Do you ever bump into something and say, ouch, even though it didn't hurt?
Yes. Yes, I have done that.
More often, I apologize to the thing I bumped into.
I apologize to inanimate objects and my fur brother all the time.
I have never done that. I have not apologized to an inanimate object.
You're just not a nice guy, Seth.
I'm just mean. Just mean. Take that wall. Yeah. Hurt me more than you. Yeah. But I'm not.
This one's a little more personal, but let's be adults about this. When you're going number one and it's clear, do you feel proud that you're hydrated? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to be honest with us, but be honest with yourself. I will admit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good 100%. Reminder.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I've had enough to drink today, you know?
And especially because that does not happen often enough for me. If it's green, I'm upset. I'm okay.
Whoa, wait a minute.
There's something really wrong.
Something's really wrong.
Why does it look like Mountain Dew? Are you ever driving the same car for a really long time, then they take an exit? Are you ever driving behind the same car for a long time, then they take an exit and you feel kind of sad they're gone, like you formed a slight bond here or something?
Honestly, I can say I've never felt that way. But that's because my whole philosophy of driving is that every single other car is out to get me. So I do not form bonds with other people, okay? That does not happen.
I think this would be from a time before cruise control, maybe.
Yeah.
If you drove a car without cruise control and you set yourself behind somebody that was going the speed you wanted to go and you just stick with them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Or there's the time when you're following your boyfriend back from Milwaukee after he just bought a new black pickup truck, and you follow a black pickup truck off of an exit and then realize that it wasn't him.
Oh, boy.
So you get back on the interstate and go, oh, man, I hope I know where I'm going.
That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah.
Thank you for
that. Might have, happened recently.
Thank you for sharing that. Oh, you're the best. You are the best, Melissa. That was great.
Wow.
How about when you think a song, when you think a song or a movie is amazing, but then you show it to someone else and suddenly feel self-conscious like it's not really that great? That one's happened to me a handful of times.
Yeah. I think once or twice. It's worth it. Oh, you got to watch this movie. They're like, eh.
I got done seeing the movie Toys with Robin Williams and Joan Cusack. There's a couple of other big names in the LL Cool J, I think, is in it and stuff. And at the time, this is how old I am. It's a VHS tape.
Yep.
And I watched the movie, and I'm like, oh, it had everything. It's funny. It's got heart. It's got this and that. And I just loved it. And I couldn't wait to recommend it to my friends and stuff. And I remember as I'm rewinding the tape thinking, was it as good as I thought it was? and I'm doubting it as I'm playing it for my friends and realizing they're not paying attention. Like, we didn't have cell phones back then, and somehow they were looking at their phone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how. It's one of those movies. And this is part of the reason why, to this day, I'm very hesitant to recommend movies and TV shows. Yeah. When your pet is on your lap and you need to get up, do you ever even try to explain it to them? Like, I have to go get a drink. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry I need to disturb you, but
I haven't had a pet in a long time. But I'm trying to think. I think I probably did that at some point with the cat I grew up with. I'm sure I did. I can't think of a specific instance, but it sounds about right. Yeah.
Do you ever put on a sock, spot a hole in it, decide that's the last time I'm wearing these socks? I'm throwing them out. Just get one more run out of them. But then you forget and you wash them and repeat the whole cycle again.
Depends on where the hole is.
Yeah.
If it's in the toe, nope, immediately in the garbage, unless I can fix it. Or it's one of my hand knit socks, then it goes in the repair pile. But
I hate clothes shopping so much that I will wear pieces of clothing till there's nothing left.
Socks. That's why you showed up almost naked the other day?
Yeah, right.
That explains it. I was really wondering, but didn't want
to
ask.
Beth can attest to this. There's been so many times she's like, get rid of that whatever, shirt or whatever it is. Look at that. It's full of holes. It's like, no, I'm not going to get rid of it.
I think we need more. We need to discuss this one more. I think we got to dive
Seth,
into that.
Have you heard of online clothes shopping?
It's made it a little bit better.
You don't even have to go anywhere.
It's made it a little bit better.
Has it really?
That's good. Having to do that has, I have to buy larger socks than most stores carry, so that's been nice. So I don't
special
have to
order.
Squeeze on the biggest sock they
I
have.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and then you have a whole package of socks that you can't wear because they're too small.
Exactly. So that has happened. That has happened to me.
Yeah. Similarly to you, Seth, I have big feet, and mm-hmm. and but growing up poor, I had to make socks and all that stuff last and everything. Mm-hmm. So even if it had a little hole in the heel, mm-hmm. you were probably going to wear it at least a couple more times before you got new ones.
Right.
I'm not in that position anymore, but I have not broken that habit of myself. Mm. I can get new socks. I can actually, even in radio, I can afford new socks.
Yeah.
But will I do it right away? No, not until that sock is like, it's actually asking me, please put me out of my misery. I'm begging you. I learned to talk just so that you would put me out of my misery.
Please.
Okay,
please.
But a hole in the heel of your sock is far more tolerable than in the toe.
Yeah,
can
I agree.
We at least establish that?
Absolutely. We can agree with that. Yes,
okay. Wholeheartedly, yeah. a hole in my hole in the top of the sock will bug me all day. Yeah. And the heel, I'll notice it maybe a little bit, but not probably. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a hole in this sock. He's checking. This one is fine, though.
Well, I know what to get you for your birthday next week.
I love getting socks for my birthday. I love
really?
Getting so then I don't have to shop for them. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, give me clothes. I don't mind that.
It is one of the strongest definitions of when you know you're an adult.
Yes.
It's not when your childhood ended or these kind of things or a certain age. It's the difference of a birthday or holiday, and you get clothes, and you're like, where's the toy? And then as an adult, I got clothes.
Yeah.
I have new socks.
Yes.
And you feel like you just won the big game.
You didn't have to pay for them. No. Yeah.
Well, you know, Seth, I have to say, not that I want to agree with you, but I'm gonna say that I told my boyfriend when we started dating, like, you know, somebody who truly loves me will know that I would love a package of socks for Christmas.
That's
you
right.
Know, that shows me true love because
you
know
it.
What I need because I won't buy the things for myself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Always checking a million times following tracking things. Nowadays, we can track stuff.
Oh, it's being delivered, yeah.
Double
right.
checking, triple yep. checking that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's another honorable mention. Get the impulse to jump when you're high up, like you're high, like especially when you're in an elevator. And you're only one in the elevator.
You get to the top of the elevator.
And you get to the top. And like,
my kids do that all the time. Yeah,
it doesn't work as good anymore, especially with the new ones. They're so smooth.
Yeah. Feeling bad that you did something, even though nobody else is going to like it, it just falls on you. Like, say you made something for yourself, or you did something for yourself, and it didn't work out.
Yep.
And feeling bad about it, even though it didn't affect anybody else, and nobody in the world knows about it, but you.
Just you, yeah, right.
Things like that.
I'm very guilty of that.
Me too. Reddit.com's got a complete list here for you of these. That was fun. That was a good.
That was a great list. Yeah.
Well, let's keep that going. Keep it throughout the week here. Whatever, 424-2600, call up and join the conversation. For now, let's get to Melissa's news, and we'll come back with some more fun and plenty more other things on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We teased this before. We got to get into it.
Right.
You walk into a local brewery, chances are you'll have a robust choice of multiple IPAs. But a new report claims IPAs are actually one of the least popular beers in America. A poll of 854 American beer drinkers. Time out. Agree. Not very many, and kind of a weird number, right? Like 854.
Yeah. 54?
Like, what was
we couldn't get the other six to answer. We wanted 850, but
yeah. Or like they had 850 people, and like four extra people showed up or something.
Yeah, come on, bring them on. Yeah.
Or they were gonna have 900, and they're like nobody. Half the people didn't show. That's a weird. I've never seen that. We've done a lot of these, and I've never seen a number that specific.
That's
or like
very
that
odd. Yeah. It is.
Especially about beer drinking.
Yeah.
So anyway, 854 American beer drinkers. This poll found that most people prefer lagers.
Mm-hmm.
Pale ales are second most popular. Technically, this includes the craft stuff we encounter because the question was, what styles of beer have you drank in the past year, not just your preferences?
Ah, okay.
Pilsners are third, followed by wheat beers, brown ales, and stouts.
Okay.
IPAs are seventh. They were only more popular than porters.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I don't drink anymore, but when I did, I remember IPAs are probably the bitterest, one of the bitterest kind of beers. So it's more of a, that's very much an acquired taste. Although I remember back when I was a bartender, for a while they were in vogue, and a lot of people were drinking IPAs, but I'm not surprised that they've kind of gone down again. I think in the United States, lagers are always going to be number one, because that's the most common kind of beer that's brewed in the United States is lager. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah. It's also the cheapest beer that you can get typically at a bar.
True. Very true.
IPAs, stouts, porters, they're more expensive.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Interesting. It's an interesting
because
list.
They're not watered down.
Yeah. They have more flavor. And yeah, you're right. I think that's something to do with it.
I don't drink that often, but I you know, I have a beer or two here and there. And honestly, I don't really think about any of this.
Like, really?
I will say this. There are a couple of things that I have inherited living in Wisconsin for, you know, the second half of my life here. Mm-hmm. And one of those was turning 21 in Wisconsin. And if you turn 21 in Wisconsin, you know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
Was it cheap? did it come in a cube? If it came in a cube, we were drinking it. Like, none of this. Oh, excuse me, is this an IPA? What is the alcohol content of this? And like, no. What was it? $5 for 50? Sounds good. Let's drink it.
So right. So right.
Well, that's another point too, because the IPAs tend to be higher alcohol.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah.
I don't even know what I would say is my favorite beer. Like, thinking about it, like, what's in front of me? And I don't mean to make it, that sounds real bad, but it's more so to me, like, what are my friends drinking? I'll probably have what they're having. I don't care that much about this to where it's something that I'm not going to go to a bar if they don't have my beer or something like that.
I will tell you one thing. I will tell everyone out there who likes to drink beer, if you come across something called a barley wine, be very, very careful.
Oh.
That is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's very mysterious.
I'm telling you, it tastes like beer, but I'm telling you, it's got alcohol like wine. So that's why you got to be careful.
It's a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
And if I had to choose, it'd be a porter or a stout.
Darker beer, heavier beer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a That Ain't Right story and some good stories of the day on WFHR's Morning Show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you as we take you to the top of the hour. One more segment of the Morning Show for you. We got to get into a That Ain't Right story and get to some local good stories of the day. Now, I know this is going to sound weird, even coming from me, one of the bigger, weirder people you know. But please know that these shoes are not for eating. Don't try to eat these shoes. The makers of Jet Puffed Marshmallows are now selling shoes that are supposed to look like s'mores.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
They're puffy slip-ons. They're not shaped like s'mores. They were more just sort of going for an essence of a s'more.
Jeez.
They basically look like a slightly toasted marshmallow, and the tops are the color of graham crackers. They partnered with a shoe company, Kizik, so they're the ones selling them. Jetpuffed is calling them s'more shoes.
Of course.
S'more shoes.
But I do like the name. I do like the name.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
what do you need? You need some more shoes.
Yes.
See, there's your marketing campaign right there. She's got it.
But Kizik's website, they're listed as Toasted Marshmallow Mars Roamers.
Oh.
So the next time you're going to Mars, these are the shoes
you wear. These are the shoes that you want.
So you can roam Mars, you know, where there's no air.
I love the idea of somebody getting on Mars with these shoes and realizing instantly, oh no, these don't work.
Fall apart.
They're a limited time thing until they sell out, and then not cheap. They're $119.
What?
And thus the that ain't right part of the story
to me. Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I don't have a problem. Like, this is not the first time we've done this. There's you know, companies like Jet Puffed or, you know, a lot of fast food industry, KFC famously does this, where they're getting into the clothing game, not so much because they think that this is going to become the new popular trend of people walking around with these, but you got a big market with the elephant gifts and the gag gifts. I mean, let's be honest, there's no more Spencer gifts anywhere. So hey, where are you going to get these gag items and everything?
You get your X-ray specs, man.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But there's actually a big market for that. And that's where a lot of these things are sold, of course.
That's true.
There's also the collectors out there. There are so many people that they're going to buy this in 2023 so they can sell it in 2033.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
To a museum.
And it's crazy to me how much people live on that and make a living doing that, though.
That's weird.
Very interesting. But yeah, the whole that ain't right to me is the price.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk to all those people who bought Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Not great.
There are a couple of amazing documentaries on that
yes.
I think our generation would find very interesting growing up with that happening.
Yeah.
And thinking we knew the whole story and then meeting one of the most evil human beings in business history.
The guy that, yes, you are so right. I've listened to like an audio documentary about it, and he was awful. He's still around.
Yeah, but he is an awful human being. He is. I have no problem saying that. I'll put my name on that. What that guy did to that, not just that the people that were into that, but obviously what we did as a society with it was also kind of...
you're right. It's very cringy. Very cringy, yes.
I haven't gotten to see the movie yet, but I want to see the movie with Zach Galifianakis as that guy. I can't wait to see that.
Be interesting.
That's a good one. So that ain't right. We need a palate cleanser, everybody.
Well, you know, real quick before what is the cross-pollination now between things that really don't, you know, match at all? Like s'mores and shoes. I mean, that's not something that would organically. It's like someone saying, hey, let's make some, you want something out there? Well, let's put shoes, s'mores on shoes kind of thing.
A mashed potato shirt.
Yeah, right.
They're running out of ideas.
It sounds like it is.
We've literally run out
of food and clothing items.
Any minute now, bell bottoms will come back because we've run out of ideas. We're just rehashing the old stuff.
But the next thing that needs to happen is more like living in your dream home of a giant cherry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like living in like, big food. Yeah, if you're gonna mash up food in ways you shouldn't, make houses out of
it. Food.
I like that. That's not bad. I like that.
That was my dream as a child, a cheese house.
Oh, really? Oh, that's it. <Yep. geez. laughs>
oh, that's
bitter.
So I
could just grab a chunk out of the wall and eat it.
Melissa, that's bitterly ironic.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. I'm very sad now.
Because then I ate cheese. And I didn't know it wasn't agreeing with me.
I'm so sad now.
Please,
James, we need some good stories. I feel better.
That went from really happy to like, oh, no, poor pal. Oh, no. Need a palate cleanser. It's Wednesday, and we got a great palate cleanser happening tonight.
Bingo! That'll make you forget any bad thing at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support the Elks, have fun, and get some food at Two Hearts Catering, too. They're open tonight.
Oh, yeah. So. Some good food.
Mentioned earlier, today on Midday Magazine, we'll have Family and Natural Foods on with us, and Kim Shields from Encourage, and she's bringing on David Stokes. And David is going to be at our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo today at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Wisconsin Rapids. David has a show at 11:30 a.m. and at 3:30. So you can listen to Midday Magazine with David and Kim at 3 and lead that right into David's show at 3:30.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yay.
And support the zoo. Get to the zoo as often as you can. Say hi to the people over there. It's not going to be open that much longer.
That's right. Towards the end of summer here.
Get over there, see all those great animals. Say hi to them for me. Great animals over there. I did want to mention this as well, Seth, and this is kind of a tag team thing between the two of us. The Red Cross has important information out there to let people know that there is an incredible shortage going on. We already knew there was a shortage before the pandemic, knew there was one coming out of it.
Yep.
And then in the first 2 months of this summer, they have seen just a drop in donations. Now more than ever, we need strangers helping strangers. We need people putting donating blood into our communities, into our states, into our country.
Yep.
We at Civic Media get that, and we have the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
Yep, that's right.
So we have a number of opportunities for you to donate. Go to these opportunities, take a selfie, upload it onto your social media with the hashtag Civic Pints, and you'll get a chance to win either Brewer tickets or State Fair tickets, Civic Media gear, just for being a hero.
Yep. And we've got all throughout our listening area, we got several opportunities coming up. Tomorrow in Plover, we've got from 12 to 5 p.m., Woodlands Church at 190 Hoover Avenue will be hosting one. Then on Friday in Pittsville at the Lions Club Building, 5572 4th Avenue. That's also from 12 to 5. Looking to next week in Rapids here, on the 15th, we've got McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've got some coming up at the East Junior High School coming up next Monday as well. And then again later on the 22nd, I believe. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
I want to say it's the 15th the and the 28th.
15th and the 28th.
It's usually a Tuesday and then a Monday.
Thank you. Yeah. But then, of course, always many opportunities at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So
that donation at McMillan is the 15th from 10 to 3. And then on the also on the 15th at the former Eastern High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
Also, today you heard us talking about our National Day of Calendar on our Sunrise show over WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Join us 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. It is National Book Lovers Day.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great ways of celebrating books and book lovers is getting to your local used bookstore.
That's right, yeah.
We've got a couple in our area. Unfortunately, none in the Wisconsin Rapids area, but I do encourage you to go to McMillan Memorial Library and maybe check out a book that you've been wanting to for a while. Or you can go to Lighthouse Books and Gifts in Stevens Point. They are opening soon at 10 a.m. And a personal favorite, Blue Moon Books in Stevens Point. They open around 11. You can find them in just a search engine away. Support your local bookstores, everybody.
Yep.
Keep them around. Let's keep them around.
Bound to Happen Books is also great in Point.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes. That, I knew I was forgetting one. That's a great one.
Very cool. Very cool.
Really cool one right there. Let's look at some. We don't get to world good stories very often anymore. A group of people in a small boat in Massachusetts had a very close encounter with some humpback whales the other day.
Thanks.
They shared the footage. You got to see it, everybody.
Wow.
Check it out.
That's got to be kind of scary, too.
Yeah. At the same time, it's one of those things I'm dying to have happen to me in my life.
Oh.
I would love it. If I go out being swallowed by a whale, I'm all right. I'm all right with it.
He'll be a Jonah.
I'm all right with it. The owner of a diner in Ocean City, Maryland, is using something his great-grandmother did during the Great Depression to offset the rising costs he's seen with inflation. She used to make soap using bacon grease, so he's been saving the grease from his diner and stashing and starting a soap company on the side.
What a great idea.
You could check it out at bumblesoap.com. That's bumblesoap.com.
What a great name, too.
It's a really good name. Yeah. It's a really good name. I like that one. That's a great one.
That's cool.
Encourage you to check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I did have one other one. Yes, locally. I did want to touch on this. A shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. They got their free meals for kids going on. Now until August 18th, you can get a free lunch for kids ages 18 and younger at Mead Park near the Splash Pad from 11:30 to 12:30, or at Winter Park right at the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, 11:30 to 12:30. Again, a gigantic thank you to everybody that volunteers and contributes to this. Greatly appreciated. No kid should be hungry. Period.
No. Period.
Great show, everybody. Great show. This was a lot of fun today. Thank you so much. We're looking forward
to it. Except for Seth.
I'll accept that.
Looking forward to another great show tomorrow and Friday. Be here and join us for it. Stick around for a great one. As Goes Wisconsin, coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.